On behalf of MotoringFun.com, welcome to AmViv Live, show number 2. My name is Pedro. I'll be your host tonight, along with Mike.
Hello.
And we have Agro from Sin City MIDI.
Greetings.
And we have Will from M7 Tuning.
I'm here.
And Agro and Will are actually in Las Vegas right now, and unfortunately Mike and I are not. And we're bringing you, well, we started last night. We had Agro and Will on and gave us a little recap on what was going on at AmViv, a mini vacation in Vegas. And we're going to be doing it again tonight, and we're also going to be doing it again tomorrow night, giving us a recap of the day's events and also a little preview of what's going to be coming up tomorrow. So who wants to go first? Will, Agro, how was your day?
Will, you go first.
It was great. I got a lot of exciting news. We just had the M7 gathering, a little mixer with everybody, had some new product unveilings here at AmViv. Got a new race header. This thing looks fantastic. It's a 4-into-1 long tube, and it's just awesome.
Awesome.
The new side fenders with the cutouts, the little the side vents. You've seen them probably on NAMM floating around. Dr. Drum and Bass, he pioneered them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And get that and the new aerogel heat shield.
I saw that.
Is really, really cool. That's been going real good today.
That looks pretty cool. I understand even Cooper owners can take benefit out of that.
Yeah, so it goes in right above the header, and tests have shown that thing to keep a engine bay about 65 degrees cooler than without it.
Wow. Where exactly does that install?
It installs basically right on the back of the head, right at the back of the block, right above the exhaust header.
Cool.
So if you look back there, there's that metal heat shield.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. It essentially sits in that same spot.
Okay. Mm. Very cool. So a lot of new products being unveiled at AmViv then this week. Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, did you get to do any of the I know you were thinking or you weren't able to do the race today, or did you make it out there?
No, unfortunately, I didn't get to get out there. I was manning Waylon's booth while he was out doing the races, so I got to stay there and talk to many owners and meet a bunch of people and help install some strut reinforcement plates and, just hang out a little bit. So it was good times.
Awesome. Awesome. Agra, how about you? How was your day?
My day was tiring. I spent the whole day walking around the parking garage, talking to people and shaking hands and making sure everyone had everything they needed and having a good time. And basically, that's my entire weekend. I'm not doing any of the drives except the strip cruise tonight. And as what basically the public face of the event, my job is just to make sure all the people coming here are having a good time.
Awesome. Unfortunately, that means you don't get to participate in as many of the activities as maybe you'd like.
Well, yeah. I mean, the drives are good and the drives are fun, but I've done pretty much all the drives, and it's really just a matter of I'm not doing anything I haven't done. I'm not missing anything except the fact that it's doing a run that I've done with 10 cars and then doing the same run with 100 cars. And it is different, and it's really cool to go on those big group runs.
Right.
But roads aren't any more fun in a big group than they are without. And it's part of being one of the main organizers of the event. That's what you do. I mean,
yep.
You got to do what you do. My wife's manning the registration booth. Paula doesn't get to do any of the runs. Eddie isn't doing any of the runs. The only people in the core group who are doing the main organizing stuff, who are doing any runs, are the people who are doing the run leading. We got two cars lead the run to Death Valley. They get to go on it. Basically, no one else in the club, or at least in the organizing group, do the run.
Right.
We've all done it before. We're not missing much.
I'm sure everybody appreciates all your work. Quick question for you guys. With the Phil Wicks Driving Academy, how many cars actually signed up to do the Driving Academy? Does anybody know?
I don't have a clue. Neither of us got out to the track, so we don't know.
I wasn't sure how that went. Well, do we know who won the race?
No idea.
Okay.
I heard that Whalen had an off.
Oh, really? Ouch.
There were some rumors coming back, and again, we haven't had anybody return to tell us all details, but there were a few car-on-car incidents and hot tempers out there today. So.
Oh, man. So a couple of minis got a little fender damage.
That's the rumor coming back from the track, but again, neither of us made it out there, so we can't give you any first-hand information.
No problem.
Well, maybe I thought it was bumper cars.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it sounds like you guys are going to have a fun night tonight.
Oh, yeah, Strip Cruises tonight.
Yeah.
We had 200 cars or so last year, and I'm pushing for 300 this year.
Awesome.
Wow.
Well, that means you guys could really get close to that Guinness Book World Record they were talking about.
We could, but because Guinness isn't here, we tried to get Guinness to come out and verify it, but because they're not here and not verifying it, it's not official.
Yeah. Well, maybe next year.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Barry Brazier from MC Squared tried to set it up, but left it too late and couldn't get them out here in time. So, and that would be in competition with that MC, the Mini 2 thing going on in England in the next couple of weeks where they're trying to get 200, I think, is the thing. Well, hell, we can beat that sitting down.
Exactly. Well,
we'll let them hold her for a year, and then we'll beat them.
Exactly. Your mixer that you're having right now, that's with the Mini-X mixer going on, presented by M7?
The Mini-X mixer is kind of winding down right now.
Okay.
We had probably close to 300 people in the room.
Wow.
We had a bar going. We had food provided by M7. Peter and Randy put in some money to pay for the food and stuff, and then the bar was a cash bar. But it was fun. It was great.
Awesome.
A lot of people talking. We had a photo show going on, so a bunch of the people who are... there are some really good photographers who drive minis. And a bunch of them who knew they were coming and planned ahead printed out some of their photos.
Okay.
Put them on a foam board and put them up around the walls, and just basically it was just an exhibition. There's no prizes, nothing like that. So.
Right.
Just let them have a look and let people see what you can do with a camera if you're any good.
Are they posting them online so any of us can see who aren't in Vegas?
Well, it's possible. I may be able to work out something like that.
Yeah,
I may
find
out.
Find out.
I'm the one taking the phone boards down, so what I might do is take a photograph of the phone boards and then I can post these are the photos that were in the photo exhibition. But you're not going to get the same resolution because they were shot on a camera, then processed, then printed, then you take a photo of them, then you shrink it down so that you can download them in a reasonable time.
Right.
You're going to lose a lot of resolution.
Exactly.
But I might do that. That's a good idea. I'll take photos of them before I give them back to the people who provided them, and I'll post them up.
Cool. So what weather, I assume, is still good today?
Sorry?
The weather's still holding up today, right?
Oh, 80 degrees, not a cloud in the sky. Absolutely
beautiful.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
I look like a raccoon still. They've been calling me Rocky Raccoon because of the sunglasses marks around my eyes.
Gotcha. Cool. Well, what's on tap for tomorrow?
Tomorrow is we've got the Boot and Bonnet show again, so we got all the vendors out on the parking garage and selling stuff and installing stuff until they run out of stuff because some of them are already getting close. We have a run in the morning to Sandy Valley, which is it's on the border between Nevada and California off of I-15, and it's a really fun road to drive out to. Between Good Springs and Sandy Valley is just a blast of a road.
Nice.
And then in the afternoon we're doing the Valley of Fire, which in prior years, this is the only run that we're repeating that we've done in prior years, but it was always in the past, it was a Sunday run, and so a lot of people were telling us that we'd really love to do the Valley of Fire. I've heard that it's absolutely beautiful and a great road, but we have to leave to go home on Sunday.
Right.
So we really pushed and we'll do it on Saturday, that way everyone can do it who wants to do it, and we got prepaid park entries, so that the people who were doing it could pay us the park entry, and then we'd paid in one lump sum so that when you go through the gates, you're not stuck trying to pay $6 and get change, and they need 10,000 $1 bills, which they run out of. So we've got 150 prepaid park entries already. So we're expecting probably 160-odd cars to go out to the Valley of Fire tomorrow.
Awesome.
Which is a lot.
Right.
We're also doing the annual poker run as part of ANVIF. That's between Sandy Valley and the Valley of Fire.
Awesome.
Go around, see. There is a theme, as usual, but I can't tell you what the theme is in case someone here who is doing it is already listening and doesn't and could get a head start, and that would be bad.
Exactly.
So.
And what do they win? What do they win if you? Would that give away the theme as well?
No, the first prize I believe is a desk-sized "Welcome to Las Vegas" sign that lights up.
Oh, cool.
We have a couple of poker sets. One of them is a nice big poker set with felt and chips and cards and the whole thing. And then for third prize, there's a smaller poker set.
Cool.
Just some chips and cards and maybe some dice. I can't remember exactly what's in it.
Oh, that sounds great.
The poker run's always fun. People tell us they have a blast, unless they get lost. But the directions keep getting simpler and simpler so that people get less lost, and because it's less work that way. As we put more work into some of the other things, some of the things that are relatively easy, like the poker run, tend to slide down the list of priorities, and so we've got 2 days left to do the thing, and crap, we haven't done the poker run yet.
Gotcha.
So we better get on that. Okay, well, what are our routes? Okay, we'll just pull them out of MapQuest. Fine. So that's kind of what we wind up doing. But if people tell us they have great fun with that. And then tomorrow night's the dinner, of course.
Cool.
Where we're giving away all the prizes that the vendors who've come have donated. We only charge the vendors $100 to come. And for that, they get two $35 dinner tickets, and the rest of the money goes to pay for the security to go around the parking garage. So the vendors basically come for effectively free.
Right.
I mean, they could pay for the security themselves, and it would be a wash as far as we're concerned.
Right.
So for them to come, we ask them to donate a couple of $100 worth of prizes for us to give away. So we don't get anything from the vendors, and the people who come do.
Awesome. Well,
so last year we had 120-something prizes given away during the dinner.
It's a win-win situation for everybody, then.
Yeah. It's one entry per registered car.
Okay.
So we're expecting probably close to 200 items being given away this year. So it should be fun.
Yeah, wish I was there.
We've got a big room. Well, we've got 560 people. We've got a room to put you. We sold 560 tickets for this dinner.
Wow.
And when I told Palace Station, we got a week ago, I told them, we've sold about 550 tickets for the dinner. I said, well, where are you going to put them all? We told you to cut it off at 450. We never got that message. We're still selling tickets.
Right.
So we're out at 560, and some of the 10 tops may have 11 people sitting at them, but
right.
It's more the merrier.
Exactly.
And it'll be fun, and people have fun, and the food is good. And, I mean, realistically, for $35, you can get a better meal in Vegas. I mean, $35, you can get a great meal in Vegas. And the food at these things it's good, but it's not great.
Right.
But you're not going for the food.
Exactly.
You're going for the atmosphere.
Exactly.
And the prizes and just the fact that it's Vegas.
Exactly.
I mean, it's AMVIV. It's the whole me community and identity. And, I mean, there's over 400 cars here, and I don't think you can find two that are the same.
Right.
That's what it's all about. I mean, we do it because we love the cars, and we like having fun, and we like meeting people and bringing people to town. And we don't get anything out of it except a free dinner.
Exactly.
Basically, the organizers, we're not paying for our dinners. Last year, we paid for our dinners. This year, decided we're putting all this work into it. We're not paying for our dinners. And that's basically what we get for free. So.
Okay. Well, Agro, I have a couple questions here, a couple other things. We want to get back to what happened today. You had, of course, the Death Valley Run, the North American Mini Cooper Challenge. The mini mixers, M7 tonight, and of course the crew is coming up. One thing was the Pinball Hall of Fame. If you could tell us a little bit about that and what happens at that event.
Well, because we tried to do all new runs this year except for the Valley of Fire, we wound up doing two all-day runs, which was yesterday was Oatman and Kingman and Route 66, and today was Death Valley, which is a full-day run. Not everybody wants to commit to a full day of driving after they've driven in from Oregon or Kansas or Florida or Tennessee or wherever they've driven in from, Canada. So there are some people, well, we don't want to do those full day runs, but we didn't really feel like we wanted to put on another full organized run. So what we decided we were going to do was we would have what we called excursions. And so there's a couple of things in town. Well, it's Vegas. There are a lot of things in town where you can just sort of go, and it's kind of cool, and the average tourist doesn't necessarily even know about it, but it's just a fun thing to do. So what we did, we came up with three things, and we did the Shelby Museum tour, or Shelby Factory tour, yesterday morning and this morning, and those are Carol Shelby, who makes Ford, makes Cobras and all the Ford stuff, and probably everyone listening at least has an idea of who Carol Shelby is.
Right.
His plant is up at the Speedway, and that's where they actually build the cars. They do a free tour at 10:30 every weekday morning. So we had those going up there. Today's afternoon excursion was to the Pinball Hall of Fame, and that is just, it's really cool. If you like old pinball machines, which I grew up playing pinball, so I love it.
Exactly.
There's a couple of guys in town who are millionaires who have collected hundreds and hundreds of old pinball machines over the years and restored them back to their original condition.
Awesome.
And what they did was they set up a shop front that holds 200, 250 pinball machines, and they put them in there, and they open the shop up from, I think, like 8 a.m. till midnight, and you can just go in there and play them. And any money that's collected out of the machines, they donate to charity. Once a month, all the money that's gone through into the machines, they pull it out, count it up, and write a check to one of the local charities.
Now, these are all classic pinball machines, or do they have any modern ones?
They've got modern ones, they've got old ones, they've got from pre-electronic ones that are some of the old purely mechanical ones. They've got a few old video games like Centipede and Pac-Man and some of those real old ones.
Well, the reason I'm asking is, didn't they have an Italian Job pinball game?
Yeah.
I think that's newer one. I don't remember seeing it in there the last time I was in there.
Gotcha.
But what is cool about it is that if it was a 25-cent machine when it was new,
right.
It's 25 cents now.
Awesome.
If it came out at the period when they were charging 50 cents a game for a game, that's what it charges now.
Right.
So they haven't raised the price up to current prices, which, I don't know, for the new machine, some of them are more than a dollar a game.
Yeah.
But if whatever it cost to play that machine when it came out, that's what it's set to take now for a game. And there's old machines from 15, 20, 30 years ago. And it's just a really cool place to go and hang out. And we didn't have a huge turnout for that, but it's just something kind of cool and something kind of different, and that a normal, everyday tourist of Vegas wouldn't even find out about.
Yeah, so there's something for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's Vegas. There's always something for everybody. If you're not entertained in Vegas, you don't want to be entertained. You can find something for anyone to do here.
Well, one more thing, Agro, that I just want to speak about is, since you're on the point of excursions, some of my personal favorites since I've been out to Vegas, I don't know if they're really one of your things that you guys do in the club, but maybe some of the people who are going out there who are, you know, car fanatics like myself, is the Imperial Palace car exhibition that sits on, like, the fifth floor of the Imperial Palace. I really enjoyed going around there and looking at the cars, and there's flyers to go in for free, so you don't have to pay. And also, Caesar's Palace has an auto toy store there with some newer cars and everything. And then you have to pay to walk through there. And they have some chopper bikes in there. And then last but not least, the Wynn Penske, which is the Wynn Hotel. Penske teamed up with them and to open the Ferrari dealership. And it's a top-notch dealership, but it's worth the time to go over and check it out.
Yeah, we had talked about maybe doing something to the Imperial Palace and their car show. They actually have an old Mini, a classic Mini in there. We decided that it was a pain in the neck to get on and off the strip for that, and we may do something like that next year. It was raised when we were talking about these excursions, but we decided to try and keep it away from the strip a little bit. The one in Caesars, I wasn't even aware of.
It's small.
Well, the one at the Wynn is it's pretty cool. I haven't been in there because they charge you $10 to go in, unless you have a Ferrari key on you.
Well, I was there when
Ferrari
it first opened.
If you have a Ferrari key or a Maserati key with you, you can get in for free. Otherwise, they charge you $10.
Right.
Yes, they do.
So,
there's a big window.
I'm sure it's nice. Well, the window you can see from outside the casino, there's a Dino sitting in it.
It's worth to go buy a Ferrari just to get in there for free then, huh?
Oh, if I could afford to buy a Ferrari, I wouldn't care about $10. What? But if that's your thing, there's a Lotus dealership not far up the road from Palace Station. There's a smart car dealership not far up from Palace Station. In fact, that is also in the Lotus dealership. So you can go up the road to Norm Baker and test drive a smart car, test drive a Lotus. In fact, one guy who was down here from Topeka, Kansas, yesterday, he went up to the Lotus dealership, and he bought an Exige. And his wife's driving the Mini home, and he's driving the Exige back to Kansas.
All right. Well, hey, listen, thanks for stopping by and calling us, and we'll touch base tomorrow at the same time. And tomorrow you'll be calling us from the dinner, right?
From the banquet dinner,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, very good. All right, well, thanks again, Agro, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye. Right,
Take it easy.
All right, well, cool. Well, just want to let everybody in the chat room know that we will be doing this again tomorrow night at the same time. You'll be able to call in to the 1-800 number, 1-800-861-6460, and we'll have the chat room open as well. And we'll have Agro back, and should have Will back. So
yeah, did we lose Will?
Yeah, we lost Will early on. He came back for a little bit, but then he dropped off again. So he may have been having cell phone trouble. But I'll touch base with him before the next show. We'll see what happened there. But thanks, guys, for joining us, and feel free to hang out in the chat room.